is Jeff Wickwire, heard daily on Bible School Radio 91.3, KDKR, Decatur, Dallas-Fort Worth, and on 91.3 KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR programming do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, things you should teach your kids about driving. Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Good afternoon, this is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to this special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Thanks so much for joining me today. You know, I do appreciate it. Tony Joe's with me, as he is every Friday, to take your Car Corner questions. The number to call, we do have a line open, is 1-877-913-5357. 1-877-913-5357. If you got a question for me, you can always go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. There is a Q&A link at the very top of the webpage. Just click through and we'll get you taken care of. It's that easy. All at the website, www.prudentmoney.com. 1-877-913-5357 if you've got a question for Tony Joe. Well, Tony Joe, it's been a long, hot summer, and it's been a long time since that first weekend in February, which was the Super Bowl, first or second weekend, I can't remember. Now the Dallas Cowboys are kicking off preseason Saturday. How are you feeling about that?
Excuse me. For 1 minute. Let me just stop you right there. You mentioned a team. What was it? The Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Okay, so you mean the totally undefeated Dallas Cowboys at this point? Is that how you're referring?
You know, a fan
to my team.
A fan that would say that is desperate.
I got two things. Number one, just remember, at this point in time, for the next 4 weeks at minimum, when you mention the Dallas Cowboys, it's the undefeated Dallas Cowboys. Number two, you brought up something about it's been a long, hot summer.
Which I'm sorry I did.
You know, I'm, I don't know if everybody knows this, but I'm Tony Joe from the sweatshop known as Expertech Automotive and all that entails.
Yes.
This time of the year. So I wanted to mention that, you know, the feral cats that I see in my travels, I just thought you'd find this funny. The feral cats that I see, you know, there's feral cats around, and I feel bad sometimes, so I give them the water, a little bit of food, because I know they're hot and it's summertime, and they'll come up. I mean, they're feral, but they're not that feral. I mean, they'll eat. You know, they don't mind coming around when it's food time and water, but I tell them over and over, I tell them, you know, guys, I know it's hot out, but it's the dog days of summer. And I get a little meow, like that. Don't say that. Dog days of summer.
Is it over with?
That's all I got. I personally thought it was funny. I know you're struggling not to smile and encourage
you. I just never know what's going to trigger you, and I need to figure that out before we send everybody down this long spiral.
I know introductions are scary for you, aren't they?
They really are, because I never know where they're going. 1-877-913-5357. You see, you don't know what it's like to lose control of your program. I do. 1-877-913-5357. You know, Blaine goes to UTD here in Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's constantly talking about the undefeated football team that they have, because they don't have a football team. So they are the ongoing, and I call it the ongoing
never beaten
UTD Comets.
Cool.
Yeah. So
he does have a point, I have to admit.
1-877-913-5357. So, you know, I tell you what, before I start into that, I want to take a call. I didn't see the caller waiting. Nick from Dallas, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today? Okay, I think Nick might have given up on us. There we go. Hey, Nick, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay, what's your question for Tony Joe?
I see Tony Joe's jokes are taking your program out of control already, so I thought I'd call in and save you.
Thank you. You know, you have no idea how much I appreciate that.
Hey, I'm right here,
well,
you guys.
Listen, Tony Joe, I've got a serious question for you, but just to save your program, Bob, I got two quick jokes. Did you all hear about the big run-up in the price on the Botox for the girls?
No.
Well, all the girls are really going for it. And, you know, the weird thing about it is that nobody's even raised an eyebrow about the price increase.
Good one. I'll use it.
That's definitely better than a sparrow cat joke.
Hey, it's a step up.
The second one, the thing about it is, you know, these women are trying to, you know, be so beautiful and everything. Now they're trying to look like the girl in the Barbie movie. And so now they have a plastic surgery support group. Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, listen, let me tell you, you need to study it because it's unbelievably popular. And the thing is, a lot of new faces are showing up every week.
Okay, so what is your question for Tony Joe?
All right. Now let's get down to the unimportant stuff. In my old work 98 Honda, Tony Joe, I'm still losing power steering fluid, and my question revolves around putting stop leak in there. I did something today I've never done before. I was doing a little so-called research on the internet about this whole problem so I could at least be halfway intelligent on here. And I stuck a little piece of paper towel down in the little reservoir, and my fluid is clean as a whistle.
Okay.
Totally clear. I got no whining, no screeching, no problem with power steering, but the reservoir level keeps dropping. And I did change. I've been buying Honda replacement fluid over at AutoZone, as you know. Honda, you have to use special Honda power steering fluid, and I switched over to a different kind that's supposedly okay for Asian, but I think my leak increased since then. So, my question is, can you do lasting damage to the rack and pinion or whatever other part of the power steering system by putting in stop leak? What do you think?
No, stop leak won't hurt anything. Can you tell where the leak is, though? Have you looked at there's only three possibilities, the pump, the rack, and the power steering pressure line. Have you checked any of this?
I'm not smart enough to know to check anything, but except for I put a piece of big piece of cardboard underneath, you know, covering the entire front portion of the car, and I've got some stuff leaking. So I mean, but it doesn't seem to be a big leak. So I mean, that would, if it's coming from underneath the car, that would be coming from the rack, right?
Well, could be, but the power steering hose runs down the back side of the engine. So if it were leaking at the hose, it would eventually, gravity would let it come down. Maybe right on the rack and then off into the cardboard. So really, you can't judge that you can't say it needs a rack by that. You could have oil change guys or something sometime kind of look at it and see if they can give you a better idea. I mean, it sounds like a fairly slow leak. Is it something you got to put fluid in every week or what?
It's gotten faster, but. And the other thing I thought of, do you think it would help to go back to just actual Honda factory fluid first? Because I read something. I think it's one of your comments. You talking to somebody else. You said sometimes I think somebody had a problem with their oil and they went up to a higher grade oil and all of a sudden everything was okay. So the quality of the product obviously matters.
Yes, it does. But in your case, this is a 98 Honda. With how many miles on it, about?
Like 140.
Okay, so that's not too bad. I don't know that using original Honda fluid is going to do anything except hurt your pocketbook at this point. I think the most effective thing you can do is to have someone look at it, someone that can just get in there with a flashlight, even if it's a friend or that knows a little bit about cars. Now, you can tell if the rack is leaking by looking from the inside of the wheel wells on both sides, and you can tell if the hose is the problem by looking It runs from the pump, which is right there in plain sight, the power steering pump, down the backside of the engine. And if you follow that with a flashlight, you may need to turn the wheels while the car is running and let him look with a flashlight, because if you have a pressure leak, it won't leak until you actually turn the wheels and demand some pressure. And it makes it a lot easier to find that way. And once you find it, I don't think don't buy, you know, high quality, expensive fluid. I don't think that's going to help you. I think you need to locate the leak, and then you'll be done with it.
You think the stop leak stuff, though, is pretty good stuff? Prestone makes it one specifically for Asian.
Yeah.
You can't use Lucas. Lucas won't work on Hondas, but Prestone makes one for Asian.
Right.
Would you assume, since Prestone's been around so long, they've probably done the adequate research to make sure it won't hurt a Honda?
I do, and I think, and I've used it, and I've had it, I've used it successfully. But if the seals on the rack are leaking, it will swell the seals and stop a leak. But if it's in the pressure hose or the pump, chances are it's not going to leak. It's not going to work. Those are pressure leaks.
Okay.
I hope,
Would it hurt to try the Prestone first and see if it stops the leak?
No, by all means, try it first. See if it works. Won't hurt a thing.
And how much volume, how much volume of fluid is in the typical power steering system?
On your car?
How much is in there?
On your vehicle?
Yeah.
I think there's about 16 ounces, maybe 20, somewhere between 16 and 20 ounces.
So very little.
Well, you know, 32 ounces is a quart, and if you had a completely dry system, it would probably drink up the whole quart. But what you're dealing with the reservoir is about 16 of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right,
Nick, I hope that helps you. And if you need more help, call us back and tell me where you're at.
Thanks for calling, Nick.
Thank you. Have a good day. Lord bless.
I won't let it happen. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. If you've got a question for Tony Joe, we got a line open. 1-877-913-5357. Up against a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org. At pastorchuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at pastorchuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org.
Hi, I'm Jan Markell, host of Understanding the Times. We're very excited to be a part of Bible School Radio. I hope you will join me Saturday, 10 a.m., for cutting-edge guests and the latest information to help you discern the truth, even the inconvenient truth. We'll help you understand our times and contend for the faith. That's Understanding the Times, Saturday at 10 a.m., right here on Bible School Radio, or anytime at olivetreeviews.org.
Just remember this, the one to whom you're praying is the one who made heaven and earth. He's the Creator God. Friend, I don't know what kind of problem you've got, but when you've got a resume like God has, He can help you. He can help you. What a great encouragement.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, When Your World Falls Apart, next time on Turning Point.
Weekday mornings at 9 o'clock here on KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. 1-877-913-5357 is the number to call, and I do have a line open. You know, Tony Joe, I was thinking earlier, as you were answering that question with our next question, what a unbelievable blessing you have been to so many people through so many years. Coming in, this is nobody's obviously paying you to do this, and you take your time to do this, and I would challenge somebody to find another program where they get as good information as Tony Joe gives people, calling in, saving them money, saving them time. And I just want to say how much I appreciate it. I mean, you've been doing this.
It's an honor to do it.
Oh, it would help if I turn your mic on.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. It's an honor to do it. And I've always believed in paying it forward. People have helped me. And you got to keep it going. And hopefully somebody out there in the audience will have learned something and will be able to pass that along to somebody else.
Yes.
And, you know, by the way, you mentioned something about challenging a program. I forgot what you said, with good information or something like that. Or good jokes, too.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah, throw that in as a kicker.
Oh, me, it's Nick, a bonus.
Me and Nick and anybody else. Better jokes, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. So you started with me in January 2002.
Oh, was it 02?
Yeah, it was 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing the program every Friday since then. And then you started with Don Spear.
In November of 1990.
90, I'll never forget. Okay. I'll never forget.
November 19th, 1990. That's the exact day. I never forget it.
And so,
I've still got the tape back when they did audio tapes. They gave me a cassette. Eddie, God bless his soul, who passed away, made a tape for me as a, what do you call it? You know.
As a token.
Yeah, like, this is your first program. Keep this tape, and I've still got it. I don't even know if it would work anymore.
Well, you know, Don taped every program, and I would look in the closet, and there's just stacks of boxes full of programs. I mean, he taped every single one of them.
Well, we do, Bob, too.
We have them on the computer. We tape everything.
They're all archived. But we didn't have that advantage back then. You know,
right.
Us old-timers, we had to get, audio tape was the only way to go.
Yeah, and you had to drive to the studio, which was
I had to drive all the way downtown.
Commitment. Mm-hmm.
In 5 o'clock rush hour traffic, too. We're in 5 o'clock on Fridays.
So for those of you who know Don or remember Don Spear, you talked to him last week.
Talked to him last week on his birthday, August 2nd.
And he's doing good.
He's doing fine. I asked him, what's he up to? And he said, as little as possible. He goes, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And I said, I don't know, Don, let me try it. I'll let you know.
I can't imagine.
I think I could
around.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't think you could do it. 1-877-913-5357. The thought of you sitting around not doing anything.
I at least try? I mean,
give it a shot.
Can I give it a shot and see? I think I could do it.
Let's talk a little bit of, and what we're going to do. We're going to take this and emphasize this over next 3-4 weeks, because I was, you know, my youngest is starting college. We're dropping him off this weekend in Arkansas, and I was thinking back to the days where they, you know, turned 16, got their license. And I just thinking of, as they drove off, I wonder what I'm not telling them to do, or what advice I'm not giving them. And, of course, they pick it up as they go along. But anyway, we're going to be talking about tips and things that maybe you can share with your child. And I was telling Tony Joe how much I appreciated it. My youngest Grayson took his car to get the tires looked at. Get their tires rotated, and of course they're ready to sell him a set of tires. And I said, I don't think he needs a set of tires. So Tony said, bring it over here. Let me take a look at it. And he taught Grayson what to look for and everything, which I really appreciated. And there's just so much we can teach our kids, but we don't want a potential problem to teach our kids.
Yeah, you're right. And let me just say, I don't know how much time we have left. I just wanted to make a real comment on what you. Can I?
Yeah.
Bob, this has nothing to do with cars. This has something to do with what you said. When my son drove off for the first time, I was wondering, what didn't I teach him? Where did I drop the ball somewhere? Did I not do something right? I want to tell you, as an old guy who raised 4 kids, I'm going to tell you right now, anytime you're questioning yourself about, did I do the right thing, you usually did.
Sure.
It's when you get the attitude that, oh, I got this. He's I know. I've taught him everything he needs to know. That's when you're wrong. So when you're always worried about your kid, that's when you're probably doing the right thing.
Good point. 1-877-913-5357. So let's start with tires. I think this is a good place to start. One of the things you want to teach your kid is, you know, there's a lot of places that offer free tire rotation. And a lot of times, you know, and I'm not putting any of these stores down, because from a liability standpoint, if they see enough wear, just kind of like it's a call, just like with the brakes, you know, mm-hmm. you talk about that.
Sure.
But what, talk a little bit about what you can show your, you know, a parent can show their child, hey, this is a warning sign that we certainly don't want your child to learn how to drive and have a situation in the rain where they could lose control of a car.
So
talk about what they're looking for. Excuse me.
Well, it's a very simple thing to look online if you're not sure yourself, but judging the tire tread depth on any tire on any car is really not that difficult. As a matter of fact, they've made it easier for us now. Instead of actually measuring it with a depth gauge, which is what mechanics used to do, tire places, things like that. There are wear bars in the tires now that are designed to indicate the effectiveness of the tread that's left. That means there's a measurement tool that you can use on the tire itself called wear bars. And if you look online, it'll describe to you how to judge these wear bars. The wear bars are there to tell you when they're even with the face of the tread, that it's time to get new tires. That means you're down to the minimum 2/32 of an inch, and it's time to start looking for some tires. That doesn't mean you have to do it that day, but as you watch your tires and you look at them from time to time and you see that they're getting lower and lower and the wear bars are getting higher and higher in the tread area, that means it's time to start making plans. You're going to need new tires. And let me just say this. When you buy tires, you will come out money ahead if you wear all the four tires down the same and buy four new tires. I know it's a big hit at the time, but you're money ahead by buying a brand new set of tires instead of buying two front ones now and then two rear ones 6 months from now. And then when you rotate them, you've got problems with more wear on a set of tires than the other end of the car, and then you have to eventually buy two more tires, and you keep doing that over and over and over, and it's kind of a waste of money.
Let me add to that too, is that I think a lot of times people think that they've got to go with whatever the tire store recommends, when you can get online, you can read reviews, mm-hmm. and sometimes you can get tires 30-40% off of what was being recommended to you, and they do just as great.
That's right, they do, and you do not have to go with the exact same tire that came on the car. There are alternatives.
Well, unless it's a leased car in most cases.
Well,
one of the things we found out.
Yeah, I've never leased a car. That's something beyond, you know, I don't know all the rules with leased cars. Maybe.
Anyway,
is that
true?
Can't do it
generally
on a leased car?
Speaking.
Okay.
Because they use those run flats.
Oh, well, yeah. If you use run flats, then you're
stuck.
Well, you're not only stuck, you're going to be in for a big surprise when you go to buy one, too.
Right. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, the point is tires. What about tires? Well, the tire tread, we want them to be able to tell when they're off at college and no longer living at home. We want to teach them how to do it yourself, how to judge yourself, so you don't go into a place and they tell you you need new tires and you just buy new tires because you don't know the difference. We want to make you less gullible to fraud. Not that that's going to happen in a lot of cases, but it could. Then we want to know about tire inflation. You know, taking care of a tire is really not that difficult. Looking at the tread depth and the wear bars takes you 2 seconds. Checking the air in the tires once in a while. Everybody's got gauges. They've got the tire monitor lights in the systems. Half of them don't work, and they don't work correctly. You know, a tire needs to be inflated properly to save you what? Tire wear, fuel economy, safety issues on the highway at 70 miles an hour. So Having the proper amount of air in your tire is not difficult either. And those are two features that are so simple to learn how to do and so effective when it comes to safety. So these are things that are easily taught, good things to know. Once you learn it, you'll never forget it. You'll know it forever.
You know, what's interesting, too, is that I think sometimes we think that our kids are going to go, yeah, whatever. You know, but it's always been interesting to me how eager they are to learn. Much different than our generation.
Your kids are different. My kids are, yeah, whatever.
This is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.